is Nick Briggs, and you're listening to Traveling the Vortex.
Traveling the Vortex.
Good morning, and once again, welcome to our live galley updates. This is Sean from Traveling the Vortex, and I'm here with Mel. Say hello, Mel.
Hello.
And this is, for us, it's actually Sunday morning, day three of the con, but we're going to talk a little bit about yesterday, Saturday, day two, and some very interesting experiences that happened to us in the autograph line. So we started off with...
The Premier Group 2 line, signing group, which include most of the Big Finish characters or voice actors, along with...
There was Nicholas Briggs and Barnaby Edwards and...
Senior.
The two directors, Richard Senior and Toby... Why am I going to blank it? Toby Haynes.
Haynes. It's H-A-Y-N-E-S.
I think you're right. It's Haynes. Toby Haynes. And then Beth Chalmers and...
Hex. I can't remember his real
the guy,
name.
Yeah, the guy that plays Hex and the lady that plays Flip, Lisa Greenwood. Greenwood, I think is her
Greenwood,
name.
Yeah.
So it was mainly Big Finish.
But we got in line because we didn't get a chance to do it. We got in line to do those. And then we were told that they didn't have photos or they wouldn't necessarily have anything for us to sign. So you're entitled to one free autograph and you could purchase something for an additional autograph, but they didn't have anything and we didn't have anything for them to sign.
This wasn't until we got, you know, stood in line for just a little bit before we realized that. So we, and of course the hotel split into two levels. The convention takes up the entire downstairs of the lower level of the convention hall. But the autographs are upstairs in a separate little room where they can kind of control the traffic flow a little bit better. So we had to run back downstairs and all the way back to where the dealer's room is set up and manically start pursuing things to try and find,
It had Big Finish on it.
We wanted something Big Finish associated.
And we didn't want to do CDs because they have all the seasons, 1 through 4, Paul McGann's on sale and...
Right, they had everything.
They had everything.
It was a glorious stack of CDs there. But
they didn't have anything that said Big Finish on it that was just, a poster, picture, or anything for signing, except they had three shirts, red shirts, that had Big Finish Productions on it. And the gentleman told us that they were strictly released in England.
It was some sort of promotional...
Yeah, for Big Finish products over there in England. They weren't released day-to-day, so this is what they had left that they had brought with to sell.
And just kind of selling them off, and I think it's 25 is
25.
What he told us. So we purchased the shirt and hauled back upstairs and got back in line and ran through that line. And the Big Finish folk are fantastic. Happy to be... Everybody in that line really was happy to be there. The directors, even.
Mm-hmm.
Both Richard Senior, they were so... thankful that people appreciated their work and happy to be an American, happy mm-hmm. to be at the convention. I mean, just couldn't say enough nice things about them. As far as convention guests go, these are people who got it and really, really were having a good time and happy to be there. And of course, Barnaby Edwards and Nick Briggs were both
awesome.
Hysterical. They just...
And I think Nick Briggs at one time looked at Edward Barnaby and he's like, so... you move, I talk. Does that work?
And they just you get the impression that these two guys are not only friends, obviously they work together a lot on the show, but they're friends outside of work. And you kind of get the impression almost that they're wife mates in some regards, that
mm-hmm.
they've just been together for that long that they're tied at the hip, so to speak. But they were a lot of fun. And
so,
the rest of the Big Finish people were great, too.
We get the shirt out and have the Big Finish people, sign the shirt and, go on through. Well, right after that signing session is we had hop out of that one and get in line for the Premier Group 1 because they were back-to-back. So we hurry up, go through that, get in line, only to come out the door to get in the line for the Group 1 Premier session, and it's already, oh my God, down the hallway.
Yeah,
but
it went down the hall and into the lobby.
We're like, okay, well, let's just go ahead and get in line and see what happens. We were one of the last group of people to get in to see Paul McGann, Louise Jameson, and Well, I'm totally blanking on the rest of the... Oh, Jake. Jake
was McGann.
There. Jake McGann was there with his dad. So we were one of the last people to get in there. And we pulled out the shirt because we were... E.G., yeah.
E.G. was part of it.
E.G. was there. Or also known as the Asian child, which we'll cover that later.
We had a fun story with that.
But we pulled out the shirt and we're like, Jake, we really like this, you know, for you to sign this. And he lights up. He's like, you want my autograph? And I'm like, yeah.
Now, for those of you that don't know, there are Jake is an actor, Jake McGann, Paul's son, and he's actually done several Big Finish audios, specifically within the Eighth Doctor adventure range with Paul McGann. He's been in a couple on his own too, but he plays Alex, the Doctor's great grandson. The grandson or the son of Susan. So it's, you know, Susan with this granddad, and this is great granddad. So he lit up just like a Christmas tree. Somebody wanted his autograph. He thought that was really cool. I don't know if he'd gotten any before, if he did that with everybody or what, but he was really touched.
Well, and Paul McGann was like, where'd you get this?
Paul freaked. Paul saw the shirt and just lit up and goes, oh, that's amazing. I'm going to do a very bad Paul imitation here. I apologize. Oh, that's amazing. Where'd you find that? That's fantastic. Son, you need one. Where'd you get this?
Jake's got to have one of these. And I'm like, well, we got them downstairs, and the dealer's room, Big Finish, at the time we bought ours, had three. They had two left. And he goes, well, I really got to have one. I was like, dude, and I'll go get you one.
Yeah, we'll volunteer for that. So we finish up with the line, and again, everybody's great and fantastic. We run back down to the convention hall. We're trying to figure out the logistics of this. I mean, we just walk out. It's Big Finish, right? Paul McGann does stuff for Big Finish all the time. We should just be able to say, hey, Paul wants a shirt, and that's taken care of, right? But then we're like, well, maybe we have to pay for it. I don't know what the deal is. So we get down there.
And I'm elbowing people. It's like, look, Paul wants something.
And
move.
Mel was on a mission. She was a little like Fezzik. Everybody move! And people moved. It was impressive. But got down to the table and...
I pick up the shirt, and the lady comes up. She goes, you know, and I told her, I says, well, Paul McGann, we just come down from signing with him, and he was totally amazed and really wants one of these shirts. And she's like, well, he's going to be down here tomorrow, you know, for signing with Big Finish, so just tell him we'll square up with him tomorrow. And I'm like, sweet!
Well, she had this look first, like, okay, well, you know, how do we get it to him?
Yeah,
and that we were like, well, I mean, we'll take it back up to him if you want, as opposed to, you know, it getting lost or something. She goes, oh, would you? It's like, yeah, let me think about this a minute.
Would we take something
up to Paul McGann, right? So we go and get back up at the end of the autograph session, and we talk to people.
We go in the outdoor,
and we're talking to people ahead of time. Paul requested this. Can we go? And they're like, you can't get another autograph. It's like, I don't want another autograph. We're done. We are completely happy with our autographs. But Paul specifically requested we go down and bring him one of these shirts. We just want to hop back at the end. We'll wait. We'll go to the end of the line and wait for everybody else to get through. Because they stayed late. That was the other thing. They had so many people. Even though they capped the line.
They still let some people.
They still kind of worked through as many as they could. And the group stayed late to continue to sign and get as many people through as they could. So that was cool, too.
So we waited. We got through the end of the line. And we get up there, and I got the guy at the line, he's like, well, you've already been through. I said, yeah, I know, I got something for Paul. And he goes, well, what do you got? And I'm like, it's a shirt, dude. I just want to, you know, Paul requested it, because I got it hidden behind my shirt, because I want to surprise Paul. So we get up there, and he's looking, and I pull out the shirt. He goes, oh, you got one! And then you tell him what he said about the...
he was... just, oh, that's fantastic. It's great. And
Jake was excited about
Jake
it,
Jake was
too.
Excited about it, too. And
the problem was it was an extra large shirt, and it's probably going to swallow Jake, but...
Yeah, Jake's not a large kid. But we were like, well, you know, we bought a medium just because we had signatures on it, so we'll trade you. I mean, you can have this one, but we'd have to have you get everybody's autographs back on it. And they laughed and said, no, this one's fine.
And I said, well, how'd you get it? I said, well, I told the lady that you wanted it and that you needed it. And she said that she would square up with you later. And then he goes...
He says, oh, I will have to deal with the reckoning tomorrow. Which, again, I don't know. Because the Big Finish was like, well, tell Paul he owes us $35. And I'm like, I'm not telling Paul that. I mean, are you kidding me?
You can tell him you owe. I just wanted to give Paul the shirt and say, ta-da, I did this for you.
It's Paul McGann. And this is a promotional T-shirt. You couldn't give him one, really? But, you know... they'll settle up today and figure it out. Yeah. So that was our big finish adventure yesterday, and it was a lot of fun and interacting with everybody. Again, it's been a great experience, and we couldn't be more thrilled. And Mel's a little starstruck by Paul.
So let's take count, and that's three times that I've got to interact with Paul, and the weekend's not over yet.
And he touched you yesterday.
Yes, he did. He shook my hand. And he actually, I didn't have to pull my hand out. I walk up to the table, and he kind of semi-stood and reached his hand out to shake my hand.
Yeah. He's a true gentleman.
Yes, he is.
So, but that's the big finish story. So, we're having a great time. Again, we wish all of you could join us and be here. And we've got more stories to share and more stuff to do. I think we're going to get back down there now and probably do some more.
More stories, yeah.
But for right now, this is Sean.
And I'm Mel.
Traveling the Vortex, signing off from Galley 2012.